It did depend on one, indeed. Behold him, Arnold Winkelried. There sounds not to the trump of fame the echo of a nobler name. Unmarked he stood amid the throng, in rumination deep and long, till you might see with sudden grace the very thought come o'er his face, and by the motion of his form anticipate the bursting storm, and by the uplifting of his brow tell where the bolt would strike and how. But 'twas no sooner thought than done, the field was in a moment won. "Make way for liberty!" he cried, then ran with arms extended wide, as if his dearest friend to clasp. 10 spears he swept within his grasp. "Make way for liberty!" he cried. Their keen points met from side to side. He bowed among them like a tree, and thus made way for liberty. Swift to the breach his comrades fly. "Make way for liberty," they cry, and through the Austrian phalanx dart, as rushed the spears through Arnold's heart. While instantaneous as his fall, rout, ruin, panic scattered all. An earthquake could not overthrow a city with a surer blow. Thus Switzerland again was free. Thus death made way for liberty.